Things are particularly tough in your district. You've had to ask taxpayers to raise taxes, and you've had to make a lot of compromises in order to keep the school district going along.
You're correct. When I assumed the position of district administrator, I also assumed the position of K-12 principal. So not only am I responsible for overseeing district operations, I'm the one that is each and every day doing principal types of responsibilities. We have a limited custodial staff. Our classrooms are vacuumed every 3 days rather than every day. Our teachers have assumed responsibility for doing some of the vacuuming if need to be done. So we have been operating very lean even prior to my coming. The district was facing a negative fund balance in a negative fund balance, and so we had to be looking toward how are we going to continue to cut. And so we actually, for the next school year, are going to be reducing our teaching staff by 8.245 FTEs, which for a school district our size is about 20% of our teaching staff.
So even with this influx of new money, things are still going to be far from ideal.
Correct. With the influx of money, we're looking to strengthen who we are educationally. We're going to be investing some of our monies and doing extensive teacher training to try to build upon the quality staff that we have. As enrollments are dropping, I see us moving to multi-age teaching within our school system, and I'm trying to set the stage for that to happen.
Are other superintendents around Wisconsin telling you similar stories?
I see that, Florence was number one to have to deal with what we've been dealing with as far as getting to almost the brink of collapse. Wausaukee was number two. I see that there are other school districts in the state that are probably in our wake. In fact, I received a phone call from another superintendent last week asking me if he could come up to dialogue with me about the things that we have done to try to prevent collapse.
In fact, things are potentially so unsustainable in Wausaukee that the state may dissolve the district.
You know, the Boundary Appeals Board is in the process of taking testimony. They were here on Tuesday. They took testimony from me as district administrator, from board members, from community members. They will weigh all that testimony. The sheer fact that we were able to pass the referendum for 10 years by a resounding 2-1 to provide the additional monies for 10 years, I believe that the School District Boundary Appeals Board is going to weigh that very, very carefully, and it's our hope that they will deny dissolution at this point and give us an opportunity to rebuild our school district in a healthy way over the course of the next 10 years.
Well, we wish you the best no matter what happens.
I thank you very, very much.